Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I get to spend time this morning with the head of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. That's Jason Ball for the conversation on Lincoln Live. Jason, good to have you in. Thanks a lot.
Dale, good morning. Thanks. Great to be here.
Let's talk about shopping local. Obviously, there is a big buzz about whether it was Black Friday, whether it was, Cyber Saturday, whether it's Cyber Monday. I'm not sure which what all was going on out there.
Yeah.
But let's just spend some time. In your world, the importance of shopping local.
Yeah. So in our family, I'm disallowed from thinking about Christmas until the Thanksgiving turkey has been completely consumed and put away and we've had all the leftovers dealt with. So
has that happened yet?
It has. Okay. It has. The leftovers did not last long this year for me. The reason why I couch it there is while Christmas shopping for my family, and I think for most people, really doesn't get on your mind until around November, the holiday season has been on the mind for our local retailers and local businesses for months. Some of them begin planning for Christmas on December 26th. And so they have been planning, some of them for the whole year, most of them for months and months, about what this season looks like. And some of them are making bets on what to buy, how much to buy, what to keep on stock. For food folks, they're trying to secure food orders even a year in advance and trying to make sure their supply chain is ready to go for the Christmas push. So there's a lot of art and science that goes into it. So we're very proud at the chamber to be a small business chamber. 70% of our members are 10 people on their team or fewer. We're a small business organization at our core. And we're very proud about the fact that we go out and make the case every year, please, when you're considering buying something for a family member or a loved one or someone in your life, please consider buying local. Try to find it locally first. And if you need ideas for that, we have a shopping local gift guide. It's at lcoc.com/shoplocal. Mm-hmm. Again, that's lcoc.com/shoplocal. And it's got gift ideas for where you can go locally to buy for, you know, that special person in your life. Our small businesses are what make our community special. Right. You can go to most cities and you can find large retailers. You can go to most cities and you can find national brands. And that's great. They're an important part of our economy. But when you have a friend or a family member, say, visit for a weekend and you're looking for something to do, or they're saying, you know what, I'm in the mood to just go shopping. Where should I go? Or, hey, let's go to a nice restaurant tonight. Where do we want to go out to eat? 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to say, hey, let's go to this place. That's a small local place. They have great X, whatever it is, special food, great service, products you can't find anywhere else, things they make sometimes if they're an artisan type of business, or they've got this expert that works there, really can help us solve this problem or answer this question we might have. Those are the special things that we want our visitors to have a great interaction with in the city. And 9 times out of 10, we're referring them to a small business that you can go have that wonderful experience. Small businesses win on selling experience, not just the product that they're doing.
Small business owners are smart people.
Yeah.
They've adapted to this online threat that isn't new.
Yeah.
That's been coming at them year after year after year. Some will offer online services themselves, and then it's delivered to their brick and mortar. You go in, you can learn about it, you can get some of the experience. Others are offering special deals on items to somewhat offset the online.
Yeah.
But it's that evolution. It's the small business mind that's evolving to this online threat.
Look, there's no doubt about it. There's special people that are building their own dream, but in doing so, they're making our community a more special and unique place. So just remember in your buying decisions this year, please think about shopping with small business, shopping with local business. You know, they're the folks that are also funding our kids' baseball teams and sports programs and are engaged in the community in other ways, keeping that money in the community really, really does matter.
Excellent point. Again, there is a Shop Local gift guide, and here's where you can access it. www.lcoc.com/shoplocal. Got
yes.
that all right?
Yep, perfect.
LCOC.com/shoplocal. Jason Ball, head of the chamber here. Refresh our memory. We have an open house coming up. We, the community, has an open house coming up December 1st, hosted by Lincoln's Transportation and Utilities Department and the Mayor's Water Source Advisory Council. This is an event at North Star High School, December 1st, 5:30 to 7:30. It's an open house where you can ask questions and get answers about Lincoln securing its second water supply. Again, review the chamber's involvement in this process.
Yeah, the chamber's very proud to be part of the mayor's task force for finding a second water source. And I want to be clear with everybody up front, there is no need to panic. If you go to turn on your tap tomorrow morning, water's going to come out of it. Clean, safe, usable water. We're very well served for our needs right now. But if our city is going to continue to grow, if we want to see more housing stock happen, if we want to see more businesses come here, if we want to see more people come here, which I think most people do want to see the community continue to grow and have a healthy economy, we're going to need a second water source. It's been projected right around 25 years, right? And so I give the mayor great credit for having the foresight to say, look, we're going to spend some time, energy, and resource on this issue, which, you know, who knows where she will have moved on to in her career, but she probably won't be the mayor of Lincoln 25 years from now. And so it takes great foresight by elected officials to deal with these really long-term issues now that the work won't even begin for another decade, probably. And so we have been proud to host the mayor's task force. It's a large task force of, I think, about 50 people. They've been having those meetings at the chamber. They include representatives from local organizations, obviously the business community, and then local engineering firms, water experts, hydrologists, and city engineering teams. And they're looking at, you know, what will make our water system more resilient, because we realized in the floods back in 2019 or 2017, mm-hmm. We had a flooding event on the Platte River near where we have our single source well to draw groundwater into the city of Lincoln. And if that pump station had been overwhelmed by the flooding that had happened, Lincoln would have temporarily lost its entire water resource. And so in addition to finding out where we can just get more water, we're also trying to make the system more resilient by potentially even having redundant water systems. And so the types of considerations they're looking at is, you know, one option is do we have a relationship with Omaha MUD to buy water from them? And there's good and bad components to that. There's another set of options that say, well, let's have another well near the well field that we already have that's fed by the Platte River, or potentially a different part of the Platte River. And then there's another set of options that are, you know, how might we access water from the mighty Missouri, right? And all of those have pluses and minuses, costs and benefits to the impact, both for our expense, but also to our system redundancy, our resiliency, if we have another, say, flooding event along the Platte River. And so we want to be careful that wherever we're going to make this major, major investment, we do so in a way that is going to protect Lincoln and provide us the most robust system possible. It's an important decision. And again, we've got water, you know, for the next 25 years. But this decision that we're considering and making very soon in terms of recommendations to come out of this committee is going to impact Lincoln for, gosh, the next 100 years. This is a really big decision set that we're working with. So I just want to encourage people, please go to that open house mm-hmm. if you've got questions, because no matter what solution they come to and recommend, it is going to be a high dollar, high ticket ticket item. These are expensive sets of infrastructure, and it's going to be a major, major outlay of both local resources, I think, combined with external resources through hopefully state and federal partnerships.
Infrastructure isn't sexy. A new arena is sexy. A new shopping center is sexy, yep. And it gets people's attention. Infrastructure, just do it and tell me about it later. But this has such a price tag that goes along with it that don't be surprised 10 years from now when you see how much it costs. You say, why didn't they tell me? It starts with meetings like December 1st, the open house at North Star, where you learn the potential. You won't see the exact dollar figures coming from this open house, but you will get a sense of the expense.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it's not the most glamorous thing to talk about, and I know that it makes people's eyes glaze over, but the other thing that's not sexy, if you will, is a community that does not have the water to grow. And so if we grind to a halt, you know, consider a point in our future where we can't put up another home because we can't get the water allocation, or that we have to do water restrictions during the summer, say, if we don't have access to enough water resource, or we miss out on an opportunity to lure a new business here that can employ new people and pay them really great wages because we didn't have the water service that they needed. So it really comes with some big impacts. So I think a growing economy is sexy, and that's where I'm trying to get people to focus.
But you can bet the Kawasaki's of the world ask questions about water supplies
as well,
because it's important to them.
Yeah.
Jason Ball with me for a few more minutes. So we mentioned the December 1st open house at North Star for the city's second water source. Take us to December 6th, Celebrate Business.
Yeah, this is the fun meeting every year. Celebrate Business is our annual business award show that we give to recognize the leadership that this community benefits from the business community, for specific individuals as well as businesses we want to highlight as having a major impact on our community. So that's coming up here next Tuesday, December 6th. It's going to be at the Cornhusker Marriott in the ballroom there. And it's just a fun time. It really, really is a fun show. It's not full of speeches from me. It's not full of, outside speakers. This is really focusing on the people we have here in our community that do so much to draw some impact. So we are really excited to celebrate with those winners here.
Some special awards: Cornerstone Award, Small Business of the Year, Manufacturer of the Year, Entrepreneurial Spirit Award, Tourism, and then you have the Roger T. Larson Community Builders Award.
Yeah, yeah.
Always nice to see my former boss there getting his getting his props.
That's always the funnest day of the year for me, is after the awards committee meets. It falls on my desk to say, okay, Jason, let's contact all these folks and tell them that they're going to receive some recognition. And it's so heartwarming to hear their reactions to it, because they're all excited and just thrilled about it.
Yeah, special people in a special community. Jason, thank you very much. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you, sir. Thank you.
Jason Ball with The Conversation for a few minutes on Lincoln Live.